Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Marshmallow Malice by Amanda Flower, narrated by Rebecca Mitchell. Chapter 1.
This is supposed to be the best day of my life!
Juliet Brody wailed in the small library inside the large white church in Harvest, Ohio. She wore a pink and white polka-dotted silk robe and hugged her comfort animal. Black and white, polka-dotted pig Jethro to her chest. Jethro, who was about the size of a toaster, stuck out his tongue, and his eyes rolled in their sockets as his mistress gave him another mighty squeeze. Carefully, I reached for Juliet's arms and loosened her grip. The pig let out a gasp. I didn't tell her that she'd almost squeezed Jethro to death. If I did, it would send her into another bout of hysterics, and that wasn't something we needed when she was going to be walking down the aisle in an hour to marry Reverend Simon Brooke, who was the pastor of the church we were in. She looked at me with watery eyes.
"Oh, Bailey, you are so kind to me, but what am I going to do looking like this?"
This was a huge chunk of hair missing where her bangs should have been. The young hairstylist responsible, Dylan Castor, stood a few feet away, holding a curling iron in her hand with a hank of Juliet's blonde hair hanging from it. The strands wrapped around the iron appeared to be a little crispy. The scent of burnt hair filled the room. "Dylan," I said, "can you unplug the curling iron?"
"Oh, right."
She yanked the cord out of the wall,